So now I'm relying a lot on YouTube. I also do a lot of Twitter. So I've got the Twitter boxes at the top, which indicate, you know, my interaction with my audience. And that's real-time control because my tweets feed into the brand SERP right below my homepage. That's brilliant. And both of those are driving as much business, if not more, than my wider SEO strategy. So that brand SERP, Twitter, and YouTube strategy is where my business is growing, which is absolutely delightful. So I actually don't rely on Google. I'm just using Google as a springboard and as a market research tool, which is delightful.
Welcome to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate Show. Whether you are an active or passive investor, we'll teach you how to scale your real estate investing business into something big.
Jason Barnard is the brand SERP guy, and he is a digital marketer who specializes in SERP brand optimization. Jason, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Sam. That's delightful.
Hey, the pleasure's mine. You know, the brand SERP, I want to get into that. But before we do, you know, there's three questions I ask every guest who comes on the show. Can you quickly tell us, where did you start? Where are you now? And how did you get there?
Right. Great set of questions. I started in Yorkshire in the north of England as a punk in the countryside, moved through Liverpool, played in the Cavern Club where the Beatles played, moved to Paris, played double bass in the streets of Europe for many years, 7 or 8 years. Moved to Mauritius, made a cartoon for children, moved back to France, created CaliCube, and became the brand SERP guy.
Man, that's a lot of moving pieces. Let's jump into it then. You know, in the spirit of time, you know, I don't even know what SERP is. What does it stand for?
Yeah, it's a really good question, simply because I forget that other people don't necessarily know what it is.
Right.
SERP is Search Engine Results Page. So it's what you see on Google or on Bing or on Yahoo when you make a search. So if somebody searches for red shoes, they will see a search engine results page about red shoes.
That's interesting. All right. So you figured out that, hey, you know, there's a search engine results page. How did you turn that into a business and how did you figure it out?
Yeah, well, there are loads of people who focus on getting businesses to the top of the search engine results page for terms like buy red shoes, because businesses obviously know that if they can get to the top of Google for buy red shoes and they're selling red shoes, they will sell more red shoes.
Right.
So it's a great opportunity to push your product out to Google's audience, Google's users. And the twist I've taken on it that I don't think anybody else in the world, in my world at least, has taken is to say, I don't want to focus on products. I want to focus on the brand itself. What do your audience see when they Google your brand name, when they search your brand name on Google? And for me, it's your Google business card, because your audience are going to Google your brand name at some point in their journey. That's phenomenally important, whatever business you're in.
Yeah. And I mean, and this has to go beyond just the basics of, okay, creating a Google profile, sticking your business out there, making sure it's out right on the maps. I mean, those are pretty elementary, I would think, things that most people should be doing. It sounds like you go a lot deeper. Can you walk us through some of those things?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a really interesting point, because what you've just described is where most people are at. And I think people in my industry, at least, tend to forget that. And that first step is saying, I have a Google My Business, a Google Business profile. I fill that in for my local business. I might have a website, but maybe I don't. But I certainly have a social media channel or two. And all of these are things that when somebody Googles your brand name are likely to appear on that first page and be part of your Google business card. And so whether or not you've got a website, certainly start with the Google Business profile, which was known as Google My Business up until a couple of weeks ago. Your social profiles that will tend to rank: Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, typically powerful in this sense. And the next step is, say, if I don't have a website, get a website, even a one-page simple website that describes to your audience who you are, what you do, and how you might serve them, and to Google who you are, what you do, and who you might serve. And if you already have a website, make sure that website actually does represent who you are, what you do, and who you serve.
That's interesting. And that is what, you know, it sounds like that would be the intro. That's the very first and most basic steps.
Yeah, well, 100%. I think kind of that idea that Google's a reflection of the world's opinion of you.
Mm.
And so if you look at what appears when you search your brand name on Google, or indeed on Bing, you can immediately get an insight into how the world perceives you. And then you can start to build on that to make build a better perception, a perception that corresponds more to your own brand message. And you'd be surprised how many businesses, big businesses as well, don't reflect or don't have their brand message reflected accurately, positively, and convincingly on their brand SERP.
Yeah. And that's so you call it brand SERP. I'm learning something new here. I would have said brand SERP. What are some best practices? Or
right. Well, just for SERP, you're actually right. It should be that. I just get lazy.
Okay, fair enough. That's no problem. Or efficient, not lazy, efficient.
Brilliant. Sorry, I missed the question because I interrupted you.
No, it's all good. No worries. So yeah, when it comes, what are some best practices that people should be employing when they are crafting their brand SERP, as you call it?
Right. Yeah. If you're a local business, first thing, make your Google My Business, your Google business profile as lovely as possible. Fill in all the different things they give you the opportunity for, because that's direct control that you have over what appears. Next step is look at your own website. Look at the homepage, because that's what should be appearing right at the top. If it's appearing right at the top, you want to make sure that the title, the blue link that Google shows, and the description underneath really represent your business. And that's going to be looking at your meta title and meta description, which is a little bit geeky and technical. But if you're using WordPress or Wix, there's actually just a field that says SEO title. It's called the SEO title in kind of normal parlance, but in Google terms, it's actually called a meta title and meta description. So you fill in the SEO title, SEO description, so that Google knows what you want it to show your audience. And that's the big failing, is that most businesses don't even let Google know what they want it to show.
Right.
Because if it doesn't know what you want it to show, it certainly is going to make it up. And right. If it makes it up, it's not going to correspond to what you wanted.
Right. Yeah. That's a good first step and best practice. And you're convicting me already. I'm not even sure.
I'll give you a couple of big brand examples. Amazon used to have, up until May of this year or June of this year, it was cheap bicycles, hi-fi and electronics or something like that. And they changed it in June to smile more, pay less, Amazon. That's branding.
Right.
What they had before was cheap salesmanship. And what they've suddenly realized 21 years too late is, or 23 years too late, is that homepage on your brand SERP, at least, is about branding, your brand message. And their brand message is smile more, pay less. Second example is Coca-Cola. When you search it, it says Coca-Cola worldwide. Then it says Coca-Cola is a trademark of the Coca-Cola company. The Coca-Cola bottle shape is a trademark too. Yaboo sucks.
Right.
And what they've done there is that the page, the international homepage for Coca-Cola, has no content with the brand message. It just says copyright, 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 and Coca-Cola home. And it should say Coca-Cola, I think their logo slogan is smile more, pay more, or something like that. Obviously not quite the same, but they have smile in there somewhere. And, you know, the people's favorite drink or whatever it might be, it's certainly not copyright, because they do not provide to Google the terms and the sentences and the phrases and the brand messaging they want to show to their audience when their audience searches on Google.
Yeah. And tell me, what are some of the, I mean, obviously for these bigger companies, it seems to the value and it seems to make sense. I mean, for some of us smaller operators, you know, and we're doing real estate deals across the country, but why is it important to us?
Well, yeah, it's a great question, simply because you think, well, the volume, the search volume is very low. For example, my small company, maybe 50 people a month search my brand name. Right. Those 50 people are the most important people to your business.
Right.
They're bottom of funnel or they're post funnel. They've already converted or they're thinking of converting. So even if it's only 50, it's 50 people with whom you are doing business or you're about to do business with. You want to make your brand SERP, your Google business card, impressive. And I had the kind of experience of when I was pitching my services 7 or 8 years ago, I would give my business card to potential clients and they would immediately just Google me. They didn't even look at the business card. They just Google me. And that's when I decided I had to make it look good. And I ended up converting many more after I made my Google business card look perfect than before, because it made me look professional. It made me look convincing. And it made them think, yeah, this guy is the real deal. And that's incredibly important.
There's more to brand SERP than just your Google My Business. Or what do they switch it to, by the way? I know you said Google My Business has changed now to
Google Business Profile.
Okay. Okay. So now
very it's Google. Boring name. Yeah.
Right. I was expecting something. I was expecting something more motivating. But
yeah. I love that. Yeah. More motivating. That's exactly the term I would have used if I'd thought of it. You're brilliant.
So on that note, there's more to this, though. There has to be more to this than, hey, just getting a Google business profile set up, getting it, you know, the brand SERP, getting your meta titles and your meta descriptions correct. I mean, talk to us about the amount of time and effort you think that the average business should spend on the front end to really get this, the whole package kind of dialed in and right.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's not enormous amounts of time, but I would say you would need to put in quite a lot of time at the beginning to optimize and to make as perfect as possible the Google Business Profile, your homepage, all of the other web pages that appear on that first page, which is going to be social media profiles, review sites, potentially industry sites in the real estate industry, the Real Estate Association of Kentucky or whatever it might be. Make sure that they're perfect because you control them or semi-control them. You can change the title in your social media profiles. So that first step takes a little bit of time. It takes a little bit of effort. Once you've done that, it's pretty much plain sailing. But what you can do if you're really smart is you can look at your Twitter and you can think, well, I have the Twitter link ranking or the LinkedIn link ranking. How can I push that particular platform that Google sees as incredibly valuable and helpful and important to my audience? How can I drive more business through that? Because what Google's doing is saying to you, this is where your audience wants to interact with you. Mm. That's where you should focus. And what then happens, we've been using YouTube because that started to rank on Calicube's brand SERP. We built out our YouTube strategy and I'm pulling in loads of business through my YouTube channel because I'm pushing out content that my audience wants to engage with. And it was Google who gave me the clue, which is brilliant. So now I'm relying a lot on YouTube. I also do a lot of Twitter. So I've got the Twitter boxes at the top, which indicate, you know, my interaction with my audience. And that's real-time control because my tweets feed into the brand SERP right below my homepage. Mm. That's brilliant. And both of those are driving as much business, if not more, than my wider SEO strategy. So that brand SERP, Twitter, and YouTube strategy is where my business is growing, which is absolutely delightful. So I actually don't rely on Google. I'm just using Google as a springboard and as a market research tool, which is delightful.
Do you think this is something that the average business owner can learn?
Yeah, I don't think anything that I've explained up until now is beyond any person who has a reasonable understanding of the internet. And we all do. For example, Twitter strategy, we all tweet or we Facebook or we LinkedIn. It's simply a question of building that out, right, and using Google to tell you what the priorities need to be. The Google Business Profile just means claiming it. It means filling in some fields like the category, your telephone number, your address. It's really not very complicated. And for your own website, it's making sure that homepage does represent your brand message and you, and that you're presenting that meta description, meta title, we can call them SEO title, SEO description, that you want Google to present. And once again, I really want to reiterate, you don't need a massive site. You need one page for this purpose. That one page that Google can show your audience right at the top so you can project your brand message through Google to your audience.
What are some things that you find that people will come to you personally that are kind of outside the average Joe's, you know, solution capability?
The average Joe or Joanne would be able to find all of this information easily. I mean, I've written a book which is aimed at the average Joe or Joanne, which is basically explaining this whole thing in detail at a level that doesn't require any technical knowledge or SEO knowledge or even digital marketing knowledge. It explains it to you as a business owner or as a brand manager or as a marketer and says, here is how you can build your brand SERP and then build your digital strategy. It sounds enormous, but it's not. It's just a great digital approach to your branding, a web approach to your branding, how you can build that simply and easily from the brand SERP outwards. So there's nothing complicated in that. And then the people who do come to me for specific advice tend to have very unique problems. So I tend to do consulting for companies and people, famous people sometimes, who have a specific problem, which can be an ambiguous name. It can be problems with the press. It can be bad reviews that they need to kind of deal with. It's not kind of drown, it's deal with it. It's working out from a business perspective how you can deal with it and move forward. So it can be negative, or it can be saying, I've got this great opportunity. I mean, I think people miss that. I've got some press. I'm on the TV next week. How can I leverage that through my brand SERP and into the awareness of a wider audience who are going to be absolutely super happy to be engaging with me and my business?
Right. I think that's genius. That's really fascinating how all this works. You do have a book coming out. We got to talk about that a little bit off air, and you just mentioned it. So while we're on topic, tell our listeners what that book title is and how they can find it, and more importantly, when.
Right, yeah. It's called The Fundamentals of Brand SERPs for Business. So it's all about using brand SERPs from a very basic level in order to drive your online business or the online aspect of your business, because obviously not every business is just online, but the online aspect and the offline aspect are now no longer dissociable. They live together. So it's incredibly important. So I wrote the book from a perspective of trying to bring this to the level of people who don't know SEO, who don't know digital marketing. I was tending to talk to the people who knew as much as I did or do. And I got the help of a marketing editor who basically helped me to make sure that I was speaking clearly. And when I said SERP, I said it actually is SERP, and it means search engine results page. Simple stuff like that that I miss, because right. I'm overcomplicating things because I think I'm terribly clever. And in fact, all of this, and that was the secret, and it took me 6 months to do it, is to boil it all down into something that's accessible and understandable to any business owner or marketer.
Yeah. And how do our listeners get in touch with you, or not in touch with you, but how do our listeners get a copy of that book?
Right. Well, the book's going to be available on Amazon from the end of December, probably next week, which is the 22nd of December. We're pushing it out with a special offer to start with, and then pricing will go back to normal. And if you want to buy it, you can search for brand SERPs, and it will, I would think, rank there on Google. So you can search for Jason Barnard. And if you search for Jason Barnard, you will see my brand SERP search engine results page. And it basically allows you to interact and engage with me in the way you choose, through LinkedIn, through Twitter, or I hope through this book.
Wonderful. Jason, we've learned a lot today. I thank you for taking the time to kind of break down some of this, very strategic moves that we should be making. And probably a lot of us listening to this are going, gosh, I've got some things to do. So thanks for taking the time to write that book. I look forward to getting a copy of that when it comes out. Let's wrap up with the final few questions here. Final four questions I ask every guest who comes on the show. What is one tool or resource you find you can't live without?
I actually built a platform that does exactly what I am talking about, which is build your brand SERP and improve that. And it's called CaliCube Pro. So I couldn't live without that, but I built it for myself. So that's cheating. In fact, I really love Google Search Console, which is Google's presentation of what it understands and how it perceives your website. So if you have a website and you haven't looked at Google Search Console, definitely do so.
That is interesting. Okay, fantastic. Usually this question is real estate related, but we'll ask it from your perspective on the digital marketing side of things. What, if you could help our listeners avoid one mistake in digital marketing, what would it be and how would you avoid it?
Right. Probably my one mistake in digital marketing was to allow something that I didn't feel represents me. I allowed it to dominate my brand SERP. Was the blue dog from the cartoon that I mentioned right at the beginning. And that was the problem, is that my potential clients would search my name and they would see Jason Barnard as a cartoon blue dog. And that was the mistake I made. I allowed that to dominate. It was old news. It was really cool and really interesting, but it didn't help my business.
Mm.
And that was a mistake. And I rectified that mistake and it started this whole career.
That is fascinating. I love that. When it comes to investing in the world, what's one thing you're doing right now to make the world a better place?
To make the world a better place, I'm helping people to look at Google less as a frightening machine that you should be scared of and more as a child that you need to educate. And that's my message, is as a brand, I have a brand message. I have my own approach to my brand and my audience presumably agrees with me. I need to educate Google as to how I want it to present me to my audience when they're searching for my name on Google. And I think that's a really positive thing. Educating Google as a child is a really delightful approach to digital marketing, Google and SEO, which can be quite scary. So I hope I'm helping people to move into this field without too much fear and apprehension.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Jason, if our listeners want to get in touch with you, learn more about you or CaliCube, what is the best way to do that?
Right. As I said earlier, search my name, Jason Barnard or CaliCube. And that basically, my Google business card allows you to choose how you want to engage with me. Twitter, LinkedIn, my own site, my book, my platform. It's up to you, which is part of the point.
Absolutely. Jason, thank you for your time today. I do appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Sam. That was delightful.
Hey, thanks for listening to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate podcast. If you can do me a favor and subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, whatever platform it is you use to listen, if you can do that for us, That would be a fantastic help to the show. It helps us both attract new listeners as well as rank higher on those directories. So appreciate you listening. Thanks so much, and hope to catch you on the next episode.